Scientists have long believed the moon was formed when a Mars-sized planet collided with the Earth 4.5 billion years ago and jettisoned a disk of molten debris into space. The cataclysm would have generated enough heat on the newborn moon to burn off the elements needed to form water, leaving it bone dry. But in a series of papers over the last 5 years, Brown University geochemist Alberto Sol and his colleagues have been telling another story. Using new instruments, they re-examined samples of lunar rocks collected by astronauts on the Apollo moon landing missions in the early 1970s.
We found the first evidence on the components of water in lunar volcanic rocks. And these volcanic rocks come from the interior of the moon. Therefore, the interior of the moon should have the components that will form water.
In 2011, they reported that the chemical signatures of water trapped in the ancient lunar rocks match those found in rocks from the interior of the Earth.
Therefore, we thought that, well, somehow the water that is in the moon is related to the water we see on Earth. They have the same type of origin. They came from the same type of reservoir. So the question came up of where the water came from and how the water got to the moon.
As much as 98% of the water on the young Earth is believed to have come from ice-bearing meteorites, debris from the formation of the solar system that rained down on the still-cooling planet 4.5 billion years ago.
Essentially, the Earth, when it formed with water by the coalescence of these very early solid materials that form from the solar nebula.
Sol believes some of that water was transported with the new moon during its birth in that cataclysmic collision.
Somehow, we don't know how exactly, but somehow part of that water was not completely evaporated into vacuum, but some of that water went to the moon.
Sol's research helps explain how terrestrial planets like Earth, Venus, Mars, and Mercury formed. Prior to evidence of water on the moon, there was no reason to suspect that these planets would have had water when they formed. Sol says while Earth is a dynamic, evolving system, the moon is a fossilized record of our planet's origins.
By looking at the moon and looking that the rocks from the moon has water, that water looks very similar to Earth, that give us the impression then, or the indication that the water on Earth came essentially very, very early and probably and most likely the Earth formed with water.
Sol plans to analyze more moon samples to confirm the findings, which may reveal more details about the event that formed the moon and its link to early Earth. Roseanne Scherbel, VOA News, Washington.